Hello, how are you? Okay, so this is the third attempt at me starting this because I don't know what went wrong to start with. How are you? Are we surviving? Are we enjoying seeing some blue skies? Not that we've seen them very much, so we seem to get one day with blue skies, 10 days with torrential rain. I mean, that's maybe a slight exaggeration, but you get what I'm saying. Every time I see a wee bit of blue sky, I'm like, oh, we're heading towards spring. And clearly, somebody doesn't want Glasgow to head towards spring because we keep then giving us the winter weather back. Anywho, we just got on with it, don't we? We're used to it. This is the life we have at the minute. Hopefully, somebody waves their magic wand and gives us a good summer. Or even a good spring. I'm easy ozy. So, here's an update for you. Went to go and view a house yesterday. Nope. Not for me. This house hunting malarkey is so difficult. I got speaking to a woman because, right, so here's the thing initially. Obviously, I've told you before. This is the first time I'm house hunting in 22, 23 years, something like that. And so I'm out the loop a wee bit, big bit, however you want to say it. These open viewings, I thought they only done that in places like Australia. So it's like, the one yesterday they did say is, gave us a time. Told us you've got 15 minutes to look around the house. That's fine because that is what it is. And it's not as if I'm looking around the castle that I need more than 15 minutes. But there might be other people looking. That's absolutely fine as well. Not 15 other families try to squeeze into this tiny 3-bedroomed house. And I got talking to one of the other women that was looking around it and she was like, no wonder there was only one picture put up. So the picture on the website was one picture of the outside of the front of the building, front of the house, and it looked lovely. Why do these photos always make things look a lot better than what they actually are? So, inside, living room and dining room were okay. They were what they were. The kitchen needed a whole overhaul. Then there was like a tiny utility room. I mean, you'd be hard pushed calling it a utility room. I would say it was more like they've put a wee tiny bit of a wall up to block off a bit of their kitchen to make it a utility room. Do you know what I mean? And in there, there was a cupboard. The door doesn't open because of the washing machine. You had to yank it, and every time you yanked the door open, you were hitting it off the washing machine, which then scraped the and then you had the same problem trying to close it again. Then you went up the stair and you felt as if you were going to go right through the stairs. By the way, I'm not slating this house. It just needs a lot of work done to it, and considering the prices that people are asking for private lets, like, make it a bit more comfortable for the people that are going to pay you well over £1,000 for a house per month. So you were going up the stairs and the stairs definitely felt unsafe. And when I say they were kicking, that's an understatement. Bathroom needs a full overhaul, needs completely ripped out and put back together again. The bedrooms were quite small, but every house is going to have a different size bedroom, don't they? And then one of the bedrooms had an inverted commas, an ensuite, which again needed ripped out. The windows were all full of condensation and looked as if they were starting to rot. So, for that reason, as the dragons would say in Dragon's Den, I am out. And to be honest with you, I don't know if any of the families that did go to view it are going to go forward with their application. I did hear one family talking to the estate agent, but I don't know if that was just a bit of kind of being a bit respectful, because I'd done the same. didn't say I was going ahead with it, just said, let me think about it, what's the procedure, etc. So wasn't giving them any false hope. Explained I had to go and speak to my other son because he was unwell and couldn't come. But no, it's not for us. We will keep looking. We did hear back from the house from last week and they've offered us that property, but there was a few alarm bells ringing with that one. I think I told you that last week. So we are back to the drawing board, back to looking for a house, and hopefully we'll have one by the summer. I did say I was going to buy one tomorrow because I'm going to win the lottery tonight. So that could potentially be the next step. And if I win the lottery, I will not tell you. If I don't win the lottery, I'll still not tell you because, well, probably hear me moaning about it. Because, listen, I think I've told you. Did I tell you about the one time I thought I'd won the lottery? I don't know if I've told you, potentially. If I haven't, I might tell you that story in another day. It's not for today, because today we're being positive and we're winning the lottery tonight and we're going to buy a house on a farm tomorrow that has no animals on it. I don't mind if it's got chickens, as long as somebody else wants to take care of them, but no sheep. But my problem is, if there's animals there, then surely there's got to be mice and rats. Do you know what? Maybe I won't buy a farm. Maybe I'll just buy a house. I think that's the best idea. Gonna build a house. Whose kids watch the tweenies continuously as toddlers? I've been singing it to my oldest. Well, started singing it to my youngest first. He just rolled his eyes. Then I sang it to my oldest, he rolled his eyes. So in the tweenies they sing, gonna build a house, gonna build a house with a chimney tall. But I sang it a little differently. And I said, I'm gonna buy a house, gonna buy a house with a chimney tall. Because I've not got time to wait for somebody to build a house for me, and I don't have the necessary qualifications. Whatever you want to say, the necessary, I'm not equipped to build a house, let's just say that. I can't even build a shed. That would fall. If I was to build a shed, see if you were blowing your candles out on your birthday cake, my shed would fall down. Listen, I'm good at some things and I'm not good at others. I'm not too bad at DIY because I can build furniture and things. Not so much now that my hands don't work. Yeah, that's a shout into, that's a point. If my hands don't work, how am I going to build a house? Nah, just go and buy one. Easy, ozy. Sorted. One that's already built. And can I move in ASAP? Thank you kindly, sir. Anyway, that was a long-winded story, wasn't it, to say that I'm back to looking for another house. Anyway, there is one, but it's got four bedrooms again, and I don't need an extra bedroom to clean. Nah. Could you imagine? You'd feel like you were just cleaning all the time. If any of you have got four bedroom tussies, tell me how many times a week, how many times a day you're in there cleaning and scrubbing and whatever else, hoovering. I mean, I could use the extra bedroom as an office. But then it would end up a dumping ground, wouldn't it? Well, maybe not so much, because obviously I'm on Zoom calls and things. Listen, I'll think about it, but that looks beautiful, that one. But maybe I should leave that to somebody that actually needs four bedrooms, and I'll just wait for another three bedroom to come up that might suit my requirements. Anyway, let's move on from that. Did any of these actually make sense of what I was saying last week? I should really have started by apologising. I am sorry that you did not get a full episode last week, but that was ridiculous. I was ill. I mean, we're better than we were last week, but we're still not fully recovered. Do you know how many times how much I had to edit out, because you couldn't even hear anything I was saying? My voice was literally, it would start at the start of a sentence, and then by the end of the sentence, nothing was coming out. Do you know that way if you're right, yous might not be like me. Yous might never have ran out of petrol, but I've ran out of petrol maybe three or four times. And your car starts pulling, and it's you can feel it losing life. That's what was happening in my voice. I could feel my voice disappearing into oblivion, and there was nothing I could do about it. So I apologise that yous were shortchanged last week, but I'm back with a bang. I'm here, and yes. Oh, have any of yous seen that my new podcast is out? Rebook Your Business podcast. The first episode went out on Monday, 7 a.m. And it will, going forward, be out at 7 a.m. every Monday. And you can find it in all the same platforms as you find this one. It's also on my website, thereebootsanctuary.com. So if you're interested in business, are in business, looking to start up business, just starting in business, you might be wanting to become a social media influencer, which is still a form of business. Anything to do with business, have a wee listen. It's to coincide with my coaching, business coaching, but just to say, you don't have to partake in the business coaching to listen to the podcast. The podcast is free to listen to. So here I go, forgot to turn my phone off. Well, not off, but I forgot to put it on silent. And of course everybody waits until I have pressed record, and then they'll be like, let's all text dealing. So let's just get this all sorted. I mean, I'm just a bit of a dough ball, I suppose, because it's every week, into every single week I do it. So where are we at? Stop, look and listen. I'm going to say it again. I mean, I say it every week. Who remembers that for school when you were learning your Green Cross code? Stop, look and listen for cars coming. Although every time I go, stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Sorry, that's not a very good song for me to sing. That doesn't suit my voice. That was terrible behaviour. So yes, have you gained any knowledge? Is there anything that I've said that you didn't quite think about before? Or you didn't know, you maybe did know, but you weren't sure if it was correct. So we have lots of facts and figures and whatever else. So when we think about people with mental health struggles, what do you envision? How do you envision that person to look? Because listen, we all build up a look in our head about anything. It could be the person you were talking to in a call centre and you've got a vision what they might look like. It could be Santa Claus. It could be who your teacher's going to be next year, in the next school, in the next college, what your boss is going to look like. Maybe you've just had a phone call with them and you're going in for an interview. Potential boss, let's say that. Anybody, if you talk to somebody, whether it be over an email or whether it be on the phone, or somebody, if somebody tells you about their new boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, or a relative, and you've never met them, you build up a picture of somebody in your head. I mean, 99% of the time they look nothing like what you think. But when I say what do you think they look like, I don't mean like 6 foot tall with dark brown hair and purple eyes. I mean, just in general, do you think they look well presented? Do you think they look a bit scruffy? Do you think they don't take care of themselves, like their hair and everything's a mess? Or do you think they just look like Joe Bloggs down the street? And the answer is, all could be correct. They could still be taking care of themselves, but at the same time they might not be. They could be well presented, but at the same time they might not be. They could just be blending in with society. They might not be. There's a lot of things that come hand in hand with people, like people with mental health struggles, and it can be obviously the big one is obviously being judged, because that's an exaggeration. A lot of people just think the age old pull your socks up, just got on with it. I'm saying this through gritted teeth. It really grinds on me when people say things like that, because it's not always as easy as that. Yes, the best thing to do is go and ask for help, but it can take a little time. That's not me giving you permission to hold off and go and ask for help. Go ask for help now. Go ask for help in the morning. Pick up the phone to somebody just now if you know you're struggling and say, have you 5 minutes to talk? I'm really struggling. If you don't have somebody, send me a message. But you've got some social inequalities. So people with mental health illness are more likely to have a higher rate of poverty, homelessness, incarceration, and that can either be in prison or in hospital, social isolation, and unemployment. I think I've said to you before, I'm not sure if it was on this podcast or on another one, about the employment / unemployment thing. Some businesses, some companies are amazing when it comes to mental health and helping their employees when it comes to poor mental health, but then there are some that aren't so great, and that could potentially be when unemployment comes into it. But also you've got people that physically can't leave their house, the struggle to even step foot outside the house, the struggle being round about people, they just hide themselves away, they're terrified of the outside world, because they've, in their head there's so much going on, there's so much to deal with, they feel as if they're in a goldfish bowl, or they potentially can't manage their mood, they maybe not taking medication, they potentially can't control themselves, whether it be their anger, their emotions, physically can't control certain things to do with it. So there is many, many things out there that can cause somebody to be unemployed. It's not just about employers not taking mental health seriously, although that can be part of it. There's a lot of people who really, really, really just can't, they can't cope with that situation, a working environment. And this is where potentially working from home may help some people. I know a lot of companies are still offering that to their employees. Working online, like social media, and inverted commas, sorry, influencers, loads of different things to look into if you do want to work, but you physically can't deal with the working environment. And again, if you're unsure of anything like that, message me. Or we are going to be talking about things like that on the business podcast at some point. Social isolation. That can start because, obviously, again, they don't want to be outside, don't want to be around about lots of people. But obviously, there's the... Say, for example, your friend would be the one that always organises nights out, and the last month or so you've been like, no, I can't go out for whatever reason. And let me tell you, I've done it many times, during my situation. And you make up so many excuses that the people start thinking that you just don't want to be around them, or you just don't want to go out, or you're literally just making excuses not to be with them. But they'd start taking it personally unless you open up to them and let them know exactly what's going on with you. They start taking it personally when you keep saying no, when you've maybe been a social butterfly previously. So then you stop getting the invites out and nights out, then they stop phoning, or you stop phoning them, then they stop coming round for cups of tea because you potentially don't go to theirs, and it's just a vicious circle. So being honest and open with your friendship group is the best way forward, because you need a support network, you need people round about you. And I'm not saying you need to have them round about you so that you can offload all your problems with them, but just to know that they're there. And listen, you don't know what they're going through. They could be going through something as well, and you could be helping each other. So social isolation. Also, when there's certain parts of mental health, obviously, maybe ADHD or schizophrenia, things like that, there may be times where, or Tourette's, let's use Tourette's as an example. Obviously, somebody with Tourette's, they can't control what comes out their mouth, or if they're flinching or whatever, however their Tourette's transpires, they can't control that function. So some people find that embarrassing to be round about. And listen, if you've got Tourette's, you've got no reason to be embarrassed. But obviously, somebody isn't used to that, and they're out with you, and something happens, they may be like, oh, didn't realise that's what happens, or whatever else. So then again, people may stop, but true friends will always be there, regardless whether it's they're by your side or in a distance. They would always be there. Incarceration, like I said earlier on, incarceration can mean anything from prison to hospital, because you can be obviously sectioned in hospital if your mental health is really bad. People that struggle with their mental health they don't care about themselves enough to care whether they're in prison or whether they're in their own house. They don't care about themselves, and they think nobody else cares either. Nobody else would miss them, nobody else would bother if they weren't there. So there's all these things, and obviously poverty goes hand in hand with the unemployment. But also, it can go with, so part of mental health can be addiction. So if you have an addiction, all your money could be going on that addiction, and then that can take you into the dark world of poverty. So we want to keep an eye on everybody, and we want to be able to say that we know. I'm not saying everybody's going to know all about mental health, but just when you see something changing, it's just nice to say to somebody, is everything okay? You don't seem yourself. Just choose your wording, because you don't want them to think that you're judging them. We spoke, obviously, the last couple of weeks, maybe not so much last week. Listen, I don't even think I remember what I said to you last week. We spoke about the different types of mental health that maybe aren't spoken about enough, and we just touched on addiction there. And a lot of people still have the mentality of addiction is your own fault, you got yourself into it, you get yourself out of it. Addiction isn't that simple. Addiction tends to come from something that person has not dealt with, i.e. trauma, i.e. something from their childhood, i.e. something from adulthood, maybe they've been imprisoned or whatever else, breakdown of a relationship, losing children, all these different things. Addiction never starts because somebody says, do you know what, I'm going to try that and I'm going to get addicted, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, whether it be gambling, sex, anything at all, pornography. And it's getting to the root of the problem. What is it you're running away from? What is it you don't want to face up to that leads you down the root of addiction? And yes, addiction is part of mental health. And yes, like I just said, because they have something they need to deal with, and they clearly can't deal with it on their own. And there's lots of places that you can go to ask for help. Some people prefer one-to-one help. Some people don't mind going to group therapy. And it's all about what suits you and what's going to work for you. But I would say initially, as long as you've got somebody to talk to, and you might not 100% know the root of your problem until you start talking. Because there'll be a lot of people that say, I don't know how it started. But it's when you get down to the sort of nitty gritty of it and you start talking, and then within time you figure out, there you go. That's the one thing that we've been trying to find, and we've found it, and now we need to deal with it. That wee one bit of nugget of information that's been locked away sometimes so far, far that you've forgot about it, but it's still there because it's affecting your daily life. And addiction doesn't just affect the person who has the addiction, who is addicted to whatever they're addicted to. It affects the full family. It affects the friendships. It affects everybody for more than one reason. But addiction's something that I think due to talk about it at some point, and I've got somebody who's supposed to be coming on to talk about it with me. We've just not set a definite date yet. She did say, send me a WhatsApp, and I've not done it yet. So if you're listening, sorry, I will message you. But yeah, addiction's something that we will talk about more in depth, because it is very common, and it's more common than what people think. And again, people with addiction don't necessarily look like what you think they're going to look like. It can be anybody. It can be somebody that's going out to work where they're shutting their tie on, smelling gorgeous and so pleasant mannered. Because the addiction doesn't have to make you a bad person. It just means that you've got your own battle and you've got your own struggles. So yeah, again, the stop, the look and the listen. But what you're looking for. Everybody thinks that if somebody somebody that's struggling with their mental health or whatever, they must be crying all the time, they must be sitting rocking back and forth, or they must be this or they must be that. No. Again, they could be living under your roof and you don't even know, because it's very common to hide depression or any kind of battle that you've got, because one, people don't want to be judged, two, don't want to be treated differently, and three, they're scared of losing everybody. Although they will tell themselves that nobody cares about them and they don't care about themselves, and that's a very common trait. You don't care about yourself, so you kind of not let yourself go, I don't mean it like that, but if you miss a meal, you wouldn't care because it's only you. If you miss a bath, don't care, it's only you. But you'll take care of everybody else round about you, probably. Everybody's story's going to be different. But it's hard. Mental health is one of the biggest battles anybody will go through. And just because at some point they might be on a good path doesn't mean to say they can't go backwards. I know me personally, I have gone back and forth and back and forth so many times. But it's getting to the point where you recognise when you're taking a step back, so that you can ensure you take five steps forward. And I'm 100% at that point. I'm not saying I'm always going to be at that point. There may be a time in the future where somebody else might need to step in and say, Aileen, time to go to the doctor. Or Aileen, whatever it might be. And that's absolutely fine, because I know the people that are closest to me, round about me, will potentially see any signs that might be there, and I'm grateful for that. But you also need to be careful, because I have had people in the past that have used it against me and tried to make me think that things were spiralling when they actually weren't, to make themselves feel better. I'm not going into that too much, but it's a tricky situation to be in, and they're not the right people to be in your life. So if you feel as if somebody is using your mental health to manipulate you or whatever else, they're not the people to have round about, especially not, well, not at any time actually, because if you're doing well and somebody's trying to say you're not, that's going to potentially set you back. But at the same time, if you're not doing great and somebody's manipulating you because of your mental health, it's going to make you worse. So there's never a right time You should never have anybody in your life that's manipulating you, but you need to be able to see it for yourself. And if you are, don't have much of an opinion on yourself, then you maybe won't see it. So that's when you need other people to be there and support you and looking out for you. So make sure you've got the right people around about you if you are struggling. But again, my messages are opened. You can go on to my website, therebootsanctuary.com, and fill out the contact form. You can message me on any of the social media pages, Facebook, TikTok, what's the other one? Instagram. You can either message me on this page, Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast, or you can message me on the Reboot Sanctuary page. You'll also find all contact details round about there somewhere. And even if you're unable to take on private counselling or therapy, coaching, whatever it may be, still message and I can point you in the right direction. Don't worry about that. I'd rather see you get the help than find out down the line that you've let it go too long and something's happened or you've ended up in hospital or whatever else, because we don't want that. We want you to be able to enjoy your life as much as possible. But I think one of the big things as well is don't judge anybody because they may be struggling with their mental health. That's the last thing anybody needs, and they don't need to hear the kind of things. Whether you're saying it to them or behind their back, they'll still know you're saying it because it'll get back to them somehow, or they'll overhear you saying something, or they'll see a look on your face. So let's stop judging people to do with what they're going through, because you don't know their battle. They've probably not told you everything that's going on in their head, because most of the time they've not even admitted to themselves. And it takes a long time. It can take, for some people it'll take months, for some people it'll take years, and others it may take a lifetime to get to a point where they're content. And that's the best place you can have anybody, being content, being happy, being appreciating what's round about. Appreciation's a good one. I think regardless of any kind of mental health struggle or not, a lot of people don't appreciate what they have. Everybody wants more. Everybody wants something else. Everybody just is constantly chasing whatever it may be. And I'm not talking about chasing your dreams. I don't mean that at all. But you've got a lot of people out there who... And listen, people put things on social media that's not even true. So see if you're judging yourself on somebody else's social media post and thinking, I should be where they're at and I'm not there yet. Stop. Just stop. Because the majority of the time, what people put on social media is a lie or part of a truth. A lot of social media posts of people smiling aren't actually how they feel, or the caption they've put with the photo isn't 100% truthful. So don't judge yourself on other people's social media posts either. Concentrate on what you want. Concentrate on chasing your dream. Just make sure you don't get yourself into any kind of debts or any struggles because you're chasing a dream. You can chase dreams without losing friends and family and without getting yourself into too much debt or anything like that. So obviously it depends on your dream. If you're starting up a business or buying a house, you've obviously got mortgage and things like that. And I don't mean that. That's not what I mean when I'm talking about debt. But just be careful. Just be careful what you're believing online. Just be careful what you read isn't always 100% truthful. I've told you the story before about me telling my son about not believing everything you read online. Some of the things that you do read though, you're like, really? And now that you've got AI, I think AI is going to be dangerous. I genuinely do. One, it's going to be dangerous for people's mental health. Two, it's going to be dangerous because, again, everybody believes what they see online. And all these manipulated photographs and things. We hear so many things about people ending up with eating disorders because of pictures they see in magazines and things. Can you imagine what's going to happen with all these AI pictures? I dread to think. And then you've obviously got people that are using AI to write up their dissertations for uni and things like that, and you're like, oh, this is going to go wrong. Because obviously, if you're using somebody else's wording, that can be a fail. I don't know. AI is not sitting right with me just now. I don't know if it's just because it's early stages. Let me know what you think. What do you think, AI? I don't know if it's because it's early stages and it's still quite new that we're all, that I'm, a lot of people have heard saying it as well though. A bit sceptical and a bit worried, a bit scared of how damaging it can be. I mean, it's obviously come out to try and make things, in inverted commas, better and easier. I think there's a potential for it to be dangerous in more ways than one. We'll keep our eye on it. We'll see what happens there. So, where are we? Let's see, what was I going to talk to you about? Intervention. So, early detection and intervention of somebody that's struggling with their mental health. I mean, there's different things that you can do. You can talk to them yourself. You can suggest they go to the GP. If it gets too far, obviously, they may have to phone for additional support or help, which then may mean that they have to go into hospital for a bit. You can, if it's something like addiction, they could maybe go to AA or GA or something like that. Getting them talking and potentially on the right medication if medication is needed. Now, it's not always going to be needed. And your GP won't just throw tablets at you. They'll be wanting to see how you are over time before they put you on medication. And that's right. That's the right thing to do. Obviously, depending on the severity. But if it's you that's struggling, speak to somebody close. If it's somebody you know, ask them to go and get help. Even if they say they don't need it, just say, well, please, can you do it for my peace of mind? And see where that takes them. You might want to go with them, just in case. Because, listen, I know that there might be things that they've not spotted, that they don't even know is happening within them. And you might be the person to point out to the doctor. But just don't make things sound worse than what they are, just to try and get them the help. That's not needed either. Just make sure that you're only saying truths and things that you've actually witnessed with your eyes and ears. Don't say something that somebody else has told you has happened, because just in case it's not exactly the full story. But yeah, stop, look and listen without judging. There's no need at all. Anyway, where are we? March. Start of March already, can you believe that? It's nearly going to be Easter and spring. I was saying that to my son today. We were coming back for the doctors, and I was saying, you know, we were talking. In fact, it was because I was talking to him about how did we get onto the subject? I don't know. We started talking about sheep. I think he must have said something to me, and I said, "Oh, it'll be lambing season soon." And then you start having a bit like I said to you earlier on. When you picture something in your head, so then you think of lambing season, you think blue skies, sunshine, all these wee baby lambs running about and whatever else. Yeah, you just think happiness, I suppose. I think we all think happiness when we think about spring, summer and lambing season. And for all I don't like sheep, it's not that I don't like them, I'm terrified of them. Lambs are cute, they are cute. Even I'll admit that with my swinging brick. No, lambs are cute. And why, I can't even remember why we started talking about sheep. But anyway, so then it made me think, it's not going to be long. Like, literally a month's time and we'll be in spring. We're in the UK, obviously. Other countries will be at different seasons. But literally within a month we'll be in spring. And you know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging my washing outside. Because I'm sick of having my heating on to dry everything. I can't cope. I don't like don't like having my heating on all the time, although I probably need to, probably means that, well, it also means I need to cut my grass, should I say. Gardening's not for me. Gardening is not the one. Not when you're falling apart like I am. Takes me, I mean, I don't have a big garden, but it can take me a full day and sometimes longer just to cut my grass. And no, that's not for me. Somebody else can do that job. I'm out. Game's a bogey, I'm done. So what's happening this next coming week? Let's think. Well, I don't know. I'm hoping I'll have another house to go and view or buy, because now I haven't got to win the lottery tonight. Remember I told you that? Elon's going to win the lottery. I'm working on my website. I am... What else have I got to do? What day is this? This is Wednesday. What else? Well, we're supposed to be going to my dad's this weekend. Well, we were supposed to go to my dad last weekend. We never went because we weren't well. We're supposed to go this weekend. We're not going because we're still not well. And obviously my dad had been unwell quite... Like, had heart surgery and things like that. So, don't like me passing anything on to him. No, I can't tell you that story. I was going to tell you a story, but I better not, just in case anybody's listening. I might go furniture shopping. I mean, I say that, I've got nowhere to put the furniture, so I might not. What else am I doing? Just plodding along and planning more work stuff. We're going to be starting up one of the first of this year, should I say, coaching programs. So that'll be coming. That should start, I don't know, April maybe. Well, we're in March. I think it's starting in April. I'm not good with dates. I need to check my diary. Listen, I had to phone. I noticed that I'd put in my phone. You know, you put your calendar in your phone. My son had a doctor's appointment today, and I'd put in my phone, doctor's appointment, either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So then I had to phone and ask them, what time's his appointment? But that was not my fault. That was because the woman who spoke to me on the phone, she wasn't clear enough when she was telling me the time. As in, her words weren't clear. So I just put it down 2 or 3, and then I knew to phone and find out. I'm doing some studying just now. I'm trying to get back on my socials again, try and get that back up and running, because I've been slacking on them. But yeah, everything's really work related just now. Work, business, podcasts, waiting for appointments for myself. But I think they're going to take, I think it's like 18 on to 2 years. You wouldn't want to be dying, would you? And I don't think I want, here we go. I've got a horrible, horrible feeling. My car's, oh, I never told you, right? So I think there's something going on in my car. Nobody listens to me though. I nearly died. I mean, that could be a slight exaggeration, right? Because I always exaggerate, but I did. Really, I was going round a roundabout, but I was taking the second exit, and I was going slow. I was in second gear, and I was probably, I don't even know what speed I was going, but I was going slow. My car went all over the place, and all I kept seeing was all these cars coming towards me, and I thought, I'm hitting one of yous in a minute. But then I managed to regain control of the car. I came home and I said to my oldest, who's a mechanic, I says, I nearly died. And he just rolled his eyes and he went, what happened? So I told him, they went, there's probably something on the road. That's how much sympathy I get in this house. That's how much everybody cares about me. It was Aileen's fault. You should have seen, the road was wet and slippy. I mean, it wasn't wet and slippy, I don't think. I don't know, there might have been something spilled on it. But I genuinely seen my life flash before my eyes. And nobody really bothered. So now I know the reaction. If anything happens to me and I'm no longer here, I know the reaction it's going to be. She should have known better. She should have seen the slippiness of the road. Great. Cheers. Thank you kindly, sir. So see when I win the lottery tonight. I'm moving out and I'm leaving they two here because they don't care about me enough. Only joking. But I bet they'll want to be my best pal then, won't they? If I win the lottery, they'll be like, hi, Mum. Love you. Well, might be an exaggeration. I might get a high five or a fist pump. So, I am going to leave it at that because I feel as if because I've spoken about this for the last 3 weeks, even though last week was a bit of a washout, this might be bored it. So I've got a few topics that I've got planned and talking about, but it would be nice if you have anything that you want me to talk about or want me to give you advice on or want me to give you more information on, just write in and I can do an episode on it. If anybody is interested in booking in for counselling, life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching, etc, 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 you can do that by either messaging on social media or fill out the contact form on thereboot.com. I will get back to you normally that day, but if I'm really busy it will be within 24 hours. There's always a initial phone consultation before I take anybody on, which is absolutely free, before I take on any new clients, and just to make sure I'm the right fit for you and that you feel as if you can open up to me, etc. So if you would like to book in or even just inquire about it, then send a message or fill out the contact form. If you would like to come on as a guest again, send a message to social media on Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast social media or email rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com and just put as the title, the subject, guest. And I'll get back to you on that one. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. If you would like to advertise on this podcast, advertise your business or a club or a charity, then again, message the page or email rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. I think that's about everything. Don't think there's much else to say, but if you would like to also listen to the business podcast, then it is Reboot Your Business Podcast. Sorry, my mind went blank there. I've done that quite a few times today. Reboot Your Business Podcast, and that is available every Monday at 7 a.m. Episode 1 went out this week. Episode 2 will be next Monday. And have a terrific week. Stay safe. Keep an eye on each other. Look out for each other. Be kind. Be mindful. And I will speak to you all soon. Bye bye.